Jenny Detweiler, and I invite you to come and join me as we take a pause in our busy day and pursue soul care, as we allow our bodies to slow down and our minds to be renewed with goodness, truth, and hope. This is PRN. Pause, renew, next. Hello, friends. Welcome. However you're arriving here today, know that I'm so glad that you're here. Today's episode is going to be a short and sweet soul care reflection episode, and I'm going to share a story with you. But before we get to that part, we're going to start out by doing a slowdown regulation tool. This one is super helpful. It can be used at any age, anytime, anywhere, and it's called the Magic Mustache. You may have heard me talk about it before, but if not, and you're new to it, what you're going to do is find the little spot above your lip and underneath your nose. Make a straight line with your finger and put it across like your finger is a mustache, and just apply a little pressure. You can tell as I'm talking that I'm doing it. You can probably hear me doing it. And here's a little bit of the science as to why this works. There are places on our face, our head, on our chest, on our hands that correlate with the vagus nerve. And this is one of those spots. So as we apply pressure in that area, we're helping our bodies calm down. And it also helps with focus. Now, you'll notice that babies use pacifiers, and those pacifiers sit right about that spot. And don't pacifiers help babies regulate? I do think the sucking motion also helps for babies with the regulation, but that is certainly a part of it. So now, as you do the magic mustache, what do you notice? How does that feel? It only takes a few seconds, but you can use that tip anytime, anywhere, and nobody has to know what you're doing. Our theme this season is being a human in process. And if you haven't noticed by now, being a human in process is pretty messy. There are not a lot of times in life that a pretty bow wraps things up for us. There's not a lot of time where things are clearly black and white. Often we find ourselves in the gray. But even in the messy places, in the muck and the mire, in the confusion, we can find moments of grace, manna in the desert, if you will. And today's story that I'm going to share with you from my own life is a little glimpse of one of those moments. And I'm calling it A Bird from the Lord. And where I get that from is pastor, podcaster, and author Courtney Ellis. I'm actually hoping to have her on the podcast in a few weeks. But she has a practice that she does before Lent each year called A Bird from the Lord. And here's what it is. Rather than fasting or taking something away, she practices 10 minutes every day sitting outside in the stillness, watching for the birds. And each day she looks for which bird the Lord's going to bring to her that day. It's kind of between meditation, contemplative prayer, solitude, and stillness. And in those moments of stillness and quiet, she and the Lord spend time together. And one day last spring, I had a bird from the Lord. But my story starts out last May, the week before my kids got out for school. I was attending a conference out of town. It was about an hour from my house, and I had so been looking forward to it because I was going with some coworkers that I really love. We were renting an Airbnb, and we were going to spend the weekend away at a training that actually I'd been to before. So this was not my first time. So there was no pressure. It really felt like a weekend off to me where I could eat what I want, where I could have rest and relaxation, where I could step my toes into professionalism, spend time with coworkers and friends. I was really looking forward to it. It was a brain spotting training. And one of the things about brain spotting that we always say is where you look affects how you feel. The trainer told a story that I'd now heard for the second time that I'm going to share with you, although my version to you is an abbreviated version, and I'm probably not going to get all of it exactly correct, but it went something like this. One day there was a girl who lived in the inner city in an apartment who came home from work and saw that there was a hawk sitting right outside of her window. She was amazed. She'd never seen that before. It seemed very odd to have a hawk sitting right outside her window on the fire escape. So she slowly got closer because she was curious. And as she got closer, the hawk didn't even move. It just sat there. She worked her way closer and closer to the window. Finally, she was so close that she lifted the window, so she was face to face with it. and it still didn't move. It just sat there and watched her. She was enamored. So she got so close and just sat with it all evening. It never moved. Eventually, she fell asleep. And when she woke up the next morning, it was still there, still watching her, silently, just a companion. Eventually, it flew away, but it felt like such a gift to her that she'd been given that. A couple weeks later, she went to a party, and a Native American man came up to her and said, "You have had a visitation. There's been a bird that's come to visit you recently." And then it felt even more amazing. So on my way home from this conference, you know, I'd heard about that story and it was somewhere in the back of my mind. I wasn't thinking about it necessarily, but I say that story because it leads up to what happened next. As I left the conference, I was preparing to come home. I had a lot of anxiety. School was about to let out. My kids were about to be home for the summer. And honestly, that sounds odd to have anxiety about summer vacation, but let me give you a little more context. One of my children thrives in structure and has a difficult time with lots of unstructured time. And really, that's a lot of what summer vacation is like. This particular child requires a lot of supervision. He really cannot be left alone for very long at all. And he has some pretty big behaviors that we have to watch out for upon occasion. So what summer vacation meant for me, as I was transitioning back to that, was being an on-call mom 24/7, not having a lot of alone time, not having much downtime, having to fill up time and create structure out of nothing. So I had a lot of anxiety going into the summer and preparing to transition back into that. I was praying about it on the way home, and as I hit my driveway, which is a long gravel road, right in the middle of me praying about that, that the Lord would be with me, that He would help me transition and prepare myself for that and for the summer, out of the woods flew a hawk right in front of my car. Well, I remembered that story right away, and it felt like, oh my goodness, I'm having a visitation because it happened right in the middle of my prayer. So I slowly drove my car up to where it had landed in a tree, hoping that, kind of like that girl, I would get a close-up glimpse of this hawk. But that isn't what happened. As I got close, it flew out of the woods in front of my car, 20 feet away, and landed again. So I slowly drove my car up to get close to it, and as I got close to it, it did the same thing again. And at that point, I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if this hawk was leading me home? And don't you know, that's exactly what happened. As soon as I would get close, it would fly ahead 20 feet. And then I would get close and it would fly ahead 20 feet. And that continued all the way down my driveway until he got right to my gate, stopped at the tree right at my gate, right at the very tippy top of the tree, as I drove right through and parked. And he stayed there at the top of the tree as I parked, like a little guardian. Now that might seem like a small story. That might even sound like something that somebody could say was a coincidence or kind of weird, or maybe even something that we might not pay attention to, or we might miss altogether because the radio was too loud or something like that. But in this case, I knew, I felt in my spirit that it was a gift to me, and I was so very thankful. Now, did the Lord give me directions about how I was going to handle my summer? No. Did He send me someone to help all summer? No. Did He give me the ins and outs of what I could expect? No. But in sending what I'm going to call a bird from the Lord, a hawk no less, after just hearing that story, it felt like I had had a visitation and like He was leading me home, just like the hawk, that He knew where I was headed and He was with me all the way. And that He would be with me all the way into whatever came ahead. Some might call them a glimmer. Some might call them moments of gratitude. I think sometimes we even miss these moments of grace because we're not looking. And sometimes they're so big and unexpected, we can't miss them. But either way, friends, I wonder what your manna in the desert, what your grace in this season, what your bird from the Lord might look like. Maybe something's coming to your mind right now. Or maybe you need to keep your eyes open this week to pay attention to the graces, big and small, that show up right when you need them. If you have a story about that that you'd like to share, I'd love to hear about it. You can write it in comments under today's show notes, or you can find me on Facebook and Instagram and send me a message there as well. Well, on next week's episode, I have an amazing guest that I can't wait to introduce you to. Her name is Claudia Campbell, and she and I have decided we're kindred spirits. We have a lot in common. She's written a devotional called These Stones Remain, 60 Reflections on Finding Hope When Darkness Lingers. You are gonna love it. So meet me back here next Tuesday for that episode. Well, with that, I'd like to leave you with a benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm Jenny Detweiler with PRN. Pause, renew, next. May you be encouraged on your journey with Jesus.